this morning we want to talk a little bit about volunteering. There are lots of opportunities locally and regionally to be a part of your local communities. One of those is the Give Back Iowa Challenge. We want to talk about that program this morning with Betsy Shelton, who's the Communications and Engagement Officer for Volunteer Iowa. Betsy, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Hey, tell us some of the nuts and bolts about the Give Back Iowa Challenge. What's that all about?
Yeah, so this is actually the 10th year of the Give Back Iowa Challenge. It's an initiative that's an employer-based volunteer challenge. We have learned through a lot of research over the years that employees tend to be more engaged when there are employer or volunteering programs through their place of work, through the businesses they work at and organizations they work at. And so we just really wanted to engage a lot of employers in this volunteer challenge. It's a two-month challenge that happens April and May of every year. And April is Global Volunteer Month, so that's one reason why we kick it off in April, but also we're getting into spring, families are getting out, individuals are being more active in their community, kind of getting out of that winter slump. So it's an ideal time to get out and serve your community in any way you see fit.
You know, one thing we've all noticed over our lives is that Iowa as a whole tends to be pretty community involved. Do you see that through the volunteer programs, Volunteer Iowa programs, that it seems like Iowans understand the importance of and the meaning of volunteering locally?
Yeah, I definitely think Iowans are very dedicated to their communities in which they, live and work. And, you know, Iowa's always been in the upper realms of across the country and percentage of citizens who volunteer on a regular basis. We have seen a pretty significant decrease since the COVID pandemic 4 years ago. We're trying to get people more engaged again and get back out there because those volunteer needs still exist within the communities with nonprofits. And so we just want to encourage people to continue or restart a volunteer getting out in their community and volunteering. If they kind of put it on pause during COVID, now's the time to get back out there and get engaged.
Yeah, a little volunteer reset here in the state of Iowa. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Betsy,
absolutely.
You talked about how this is an employer-based system, and I kind of looked a little bit through some of the data on the website, and it looks like some of the employers that have participated in the past tend to be some of the larger employers here in the state, but it's not just large employers and employees of those companies that can participate, is it?
No, it's not. We have had actually challenge winners who had a total of 6 employees on staff up to some companies that have nearly 15,000 employees. So the way it works is the employer registers for the challenge, and then there's the option for either one person with that business or organization to log the volunteer hours of their employees, or each individual employee can do that themselves. But we take a total at the end of the challenge of the number of volunteer hours logged per employer. And then we break it up by business size because we don't think it's necessarily fair to have somebody with 6 employees have to go up against a company with 15,000 employees. And partly because we select the winner based on the average number of volunteer hours per employee, not the total number of volunteer hours logged. So you could see an organization with 6 employees who have very committed employees who volunteer on a regular basis, whereas an organization with 15,000 employees might have, 20% of their employees that are very engaged, but the difference in the average number of volunteer hours per employee is going to vary greatly between those two. So we break it up, and depending on the number of participants we have each year, we usually do 3 categories. In 2020, we just had much lower participation, so we only had 2 categories. We typically have a small business size, a mid-sized business, and a large business winner for the challenge.
You bet. So it could be a company that has thousands of employees at several locations, or it could be, a local flower shop that might have 3 or 4 employees. They're all welcome.
Absolutely, and nonprofit organizations have been really involved in our challenge as well, so we don't count them out. Cities, I actually just had the city of Dubuque get registered this morning, so, you know, cities and county employees can register as well.
Betsy, are there specific types of volunteer efforts that you encourage? Some people have their own favorite charities or favorite things that they like to volunteer their time with. Is it all good?
It's all good. I mean, if you're going for a walk and you're picking up trash along the trail you're walking along, that counts as volunteering because it's contributing to the community. If you're running errands for your elderly neighbor that can't get out and pick up their groceries, that counts. If you're coaching your kid's soccer team on a volunteer basis, that counts. If you're serving as an usher at your church, that counts. We don't try to limit the volunteer hours because all of it counts because it's serving your community. And actually, one thing coming up that in the summer that will create a lot of volunteer opportunities, especially in Atlantic, is RAGBRAI. Even though RAGBRAI happens at the end of July, I know that there's overnight town committees that start work as soon as those routes are announced. So I'm sure there's plenty of people in the Atlantic area who are volunteering already to get ready for hosting RAGBRAI overnight. And any, you know, if your company has registered to participate in the challenge in April and May, any hours, any time you're serving, helping with that RAGBRAI overnight committee could count towards this challenge as well.
Wow, lots of volunteers are needed for something like that. Who knew, huh?
Yeah.
Very good. Well, lots of different ways to volunteer in Iowa, all encouraged. Betsy, let me ask you, this is kind of an employer-driven thing. What's required of the employers if they want to sign up their company and their employees to be a part of this? Is it pretty easy for them?
Yep. You can go to volunteeriowa.org and search for the Give Back Iowa Challenge, and you'll find a link to register for the challenge. It's just a quick form that you can fill out. Or you can email us at info@volunteeriowa.org, and we can get you the information you need and direct you to the right location to get registered as well. And then from there, the employer, whoever is managing it for the company or organization, just either has an internal way to track the volunteer hours of their employees over that 2-month challenge period from April 1st to May 31st, or they share the link to log hours with all of their employees, so then they can individually log their hours on their own. Each employee could do that too.
Try to make it as easy
so
as
it's
possible.
We try to make it as light a lift as possible for those employees because, as we know, everybody's busy at work, and you know, we want to make this just kind of a fun, competitive challenge, and we don't want to have it be a heavy lift for participation, but just want people to get involved.
Sure, sure. I know a lot of people who volunteer, but, you know, maybe perhaps all the time they put in, but maybe their employer doesn't necessarily formally participate. Is there a way for them to be involved as well?
Yeah. You know, I think just talk to the higher-ups in your company and encourage them to participate. You could even offer to be kind of in charge of reminding your employees about or your coworkers about the challenge and getting out to volunteer. You can share also on our volunteeriowa.org website. We have a volunteer opportunities portal where anyone can get in and search for volunteer opportunities in their area. You can share that out with your coworkers, and, you know, just encourage your employer, your place of business to participate, even if that maybe means you stepping up to kind of be the team lead for that.
I would have to believe that there's a benefit to businesses to have employees that love to volunteer and be involved.
Right. It really, research does show us that there is increased employee engagement and commitment to the organization and even job satisfaction if their employer has a volunteer program of some sort within the company.
Very good. So lots of good reasons to get involved in programs like this. Betsy, give them the details again. How do they get signed up?
Yeah, you can go to volunteeriowa.org, search for Give Back Iowa Challenge, and find the link to register, or again, you can reach out to us at info@volunteeriowa.org by email, and we can get you directed in the right location.
Okay, it's all about getting that conversation started to participate.
Absolutely.
Very good. Betsy Shelton is the Communications and Engagement Officer with Volunteer Iowa. She's been visiting with us this morning about the Give Back Iowa Challenge. April and May, great month. It's always a good time to volunteer, but those are great months to volunteer when we're specifically focused on volunteer efforts, and you can be a part of this program to make your little corner of the planet just a little better. Betsy, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.